What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Rise and shine, Atlanta. That guy's awake. This is the Morning Shift. We are live from SEC Media Days, the only show in Atlanta radio that has been here every day of SEC Media Days, the only station that has been here at this time and for multiple shows every day.
Where is everyone today?
I don't know. This place looks like a ghost town right now. I mean,
it's like
business,
Will Smith when they cleared out the main room.
Hey, business will be picking up. That voice you hear, first off, I am Bo Morgan. They call me Squid Billy. I am he and he is I. That voice you just heard is the most eligible bachelor at Sports Radio 99 The Game and possibly has the worst dating app profile of all time, Mr. Abraham, they call him Abe, Gordon. That other voice you heard laughing was the Queen of Tofu, the First Lady of Atlanta Baseball, and the leader and founder of Allie's Army, Miss Allie Mack. And then today, we do not have the most vanilla man in radio pushing the ones and twos. We have the Dominator, Dom. Dom, thanks for doing that for us today. We appreciate you. And with our forces combined, we make up the Morning Shift.
It is day four of SEC Media Days. And to me, I don't know if you guys feel this way, it's almost like summer camp. You go off for a few days, you make a few friends, you have some neighbors. Like Matt Flynn has been our neighbor for the last few days. He's been giving us hats and hydration packs. And then we have Greg McElroy that's on the other side giving us all the good stories about Mike Johnson that we are going to pepper him with and poke fun at him with next week. But next week, like when we go back to the studio at 92.9 The Game, it's going to be like, where'd our friends go?
It is, but I got something to tell you.
What's that?
Because we went to college this week. Next week, we put our big boy pants on.
That's right.
And starting Friday, we are live from Flowery Branch, the Atlanta Falcons training facility for training camp day one next Friday. So, Allie, this is a different event, and there are. Pros and cons compared to next week when we go to training camp. This week you're in air condition, but it's very chaotic. Training camp starts Thursday. We are broadcasting live on Friday, Abe, as far as I know. But anyways, this is like the training wheels kind of thing, right? So what happens is next week we don't have air condition.
Okay. Good to know.
But we are with the people because all of our fans will be up there, and you get to hit the ground running. It's time. There's no more training wheels starting next week.
Okay, so basically this was like summer camp. You go for a week, and then next week we are going off to college, and we're going to be there for the semester, and so we can make friends for the entire season.
Yep.
So today we have a lot going on with the show, SEC Media Days. If you listened to the show at all yesterday, it was quite chaotic because we had people sitting down with us left and right, had some glitches with the technology out here. So we were just kind of rolling with it. We appreciate you hanging with us. That could potentially happen again today because you just don't know who's going to be stopping by. But coming up next, 6:20, we are going to talk about the college football playoff format. There was an article put out from Brett McMurphy that we're going to get into. But right now, let's go ahead and cover what's been happening at SEC Media Days. First up, we have Cole Kublik on talking about UGA and Gunnar Stockton.
Gunnar Stockton's high school game, so I got to talk to his high school coaches, some of his teammates, people in that community. Here's what sold me on Gunnar Stockton. I know he's the newer starting quarterback, but I was on the sideline for the SEC championship game doing the MegaCast. We didn't know who the starter was because we saw that hit at the end of the first half.
Yeah, okay.
So we had no idea what was going on. And we were talking, I think it was Molly McGrath or Holly Rose on that sideline. She's asking us, and I'm like, I'm not working the sideline in this game. And so nobody knew. And we're over there watching, and you could tell when they put the hat on and go start warming up, that sideline erupted. And it was different. It was a different energy. Mm. It was a different vibe. And I asked Kirby about it right down there yesterday on TV, and he said, yeah, because those guys wanted to win for him. Like, the O-line wanted to block for him. They wanted to run the ball for him. And then Roman Harper and I, who do a show on Monday nights, we were talking about the next night or two nights later in Charlotte before our show, and he said, did you hear what Jalen Walker said after the game? I was like, I missed it. You know, I was traveling. He said, well, I asked Jalen Walker, why was it so different when he came in? And Jalen Walker said, that's my quarterback.
That's
my guy.
Well,
All right. First off, if you guys aren't familiar with Cole Kublik.
Another neighbor of ours.
Yes. I know that Herb Street is kind of the first man of college football, and everyone thinks he is the be-all, end-all, right? And that's cool. I have no issues with Herbie. I think he does a great job. But I don't know if there's a more dialed-in human being on the face of the earth with college football, especially the SEC, than Cole Kublik. Cole, he obviously works for the SEC Network. He's got a pod that I listen to religiously. He breaks down every college football game that happens. He is as good as it gets. So if he says something, I'm listening, and that's a lot of high praise for a guy that I'm not as high of praise on as others. I think Gunnar Stockton's phenomenal. I just don't know what, but I'll tell you that he won't start. I haven't seen since Kirby Smart has gotten into kind of a couple of years at UGA, I haven't seen him throw in anybody at that position that wasn't ready to play it. Really, even when Jake Fromm was more ready almost than Jacob Eason when he went out in that game, when Jake Fromm became the starter, Abe.
Yeah, you know what's fascinating to me is these comments from Cole is now the third separate person. I don't know how this became the talking point surrounding Gunnar Stockton here at SEC Media Days. He's the third separate person that I've heard on our airwaves, on 92.9 The Game, specifically with a variety of shows, to say that this is a guy who's got the team behind him. He's got the support and the leadership and all that stuff. Tony Barnhart said something very similar with us yesterday. For that to be now the talking point surrounding Gunnar Stockton is interesting to me.
I think it all stems from the SEC championship, Abe.
Yeah.
And if you remember that there was reports when Carson Beck went down, I think it was like one of the last plays of the first half, if not the very last play. There was the report came out of the locker room then. Because I remember I was on the way to Minnesota, mm-hmm. and I was watching it.
I won't talk about that game.
And and so that came out. You know, it came out, and then you could see the guys on the sidelines. There was a report coming out of the locker room that there was certain guys talking loudly, team leaders like, you know, Jalen Walker, that had his back. And I don't think it's that they dislike Carson Beck, although, you know, that could be a conversation. But they really loved this kid, and they had his back 100%. And it really, to me, all stemmed from that moment.
Well, and to stick with the quarterback conversation real quick, I do want to play some audio from Kalen DeBoer yesterday. He was talking about Ty Simpson. We're going to play this real quick, and we'll discuss it for a moment.
You know, Ty Simpson would be the guy that would take the first snaps and be our starter. You know, Ty throws a catchable ball. He's smart. He's been in, you know, college football now. He's going year four. He's seen the ups and downs. He's got great relationships with the team. You know, he's a leader that way. He's really owned things, I think, on another level.
Saying that if the season started today, this is the guy that would take the snaps is certainly not the same as calling him our starter or QB1.
And that's what he told us when we had him yesterday.
Yeah.
When we asked him, he said straight up, if the season started today, I actually agree with you completely.
That competition's still open.
Yeah, 100%. And, look, that's why they didn't bring a guy.
Yeah.
it's Kirby Smart in his head. We can talk about the fact that he hasn't named a starter, and that Ryan Puglisi has a chance, but
it speaks volumes.
I would put the Mike Johnson NFL bet down on the table right now with you. That I'd pay you, because you said $1,000, you would be like a million. I'd pay you $1,000 if Gunnar Stockton didn't take the first snap for UGA. Because there's no reason why Kirby would have brought him here if not. Now, that doesn't mean that he can't lose that job. That doesn't mean that it's his all year. But that you're so right, Abe, about the fact that that's totally different than what Taylen DeBoer said.
Well, and we got to wrap up this conversation for now, but clearly there's a lot to unpack as the show goes on today. Coming up next, the Big Ten refuses to compromise on the college football playoff without an SEC schedule change. We'll get into that. It is the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
The Odyssey.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yeah.
Yes, it's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame with Bo. Abe is in for Mike Johnson. I'm Allie Mack. And yet, we are pretty much the only show here right now. I know we're going to talk about this in Mic'd Up, so I don't want to get too detailed here, Abe, but I believe you pulled an all-nighter last night. Scale of 1 to 10, how are you feeling?
I think technically I did not pull an all-nighter. I may have dozed off for a couple minutes, although my watch recorded 0 hours of sleep. So I don't know what the official thing is there. I'm feeling pretty good. It'll catch up with me later in the day.
Dr. Pepper.
Trust me, I'm finishing up this energy drink, and then we're going right for it. I don't need to necessarily be hydrated the rest of the day.
What?
Because I've already done the run. Now yeah. I can be a little sloppy for a day before like making sure I get hydrated again.
Well, I think you should always want to be hydrated, or that makes you a bad teammate.
Well, but he's talking about his running schedule, and there's a lot that goes into it.
I can't do You don't think I can have hot takes while dehydrated?
No, it's kind of a joke from the old Houston coach, and I went to Texas. What's his name? Tom Herman. You don't remember the chart he put up when he was like, if your pee looks this color, you're a bad teammate and a bad person, and if it's this color, like, great teammate. Yeah,
I do remember that. There's
Sorry, I'm not sure. I figured you would kid it of all people.
I'm not sure the color is as scientific as Tom Herman wants you to believe it was.
I think it's. I think colors matter in far as pee. I mean, if your pee's brown, you might want to go see a doctor.
If you are eating breakfast right now, I greatly apologize that we are speaking about urine at this time in the morning.
Well,
let's get into this article.
Dave started it.
No. That was all you, Bo. 100% you.
Okay.
Let's get into this article from Brett McMurphy. The Big Ten refuses to compromise on the college football playoff with a format without an SEC schedule change.
Of course they do. It's kind of funny because there was at one point in time correct me if I get the verbiage wrong, but a pact agreed on between the Big Ten and the SEC that they would kind of be in lockstep on the future of college football.
Yeah, it felt that way, yeah.
And here they are. We had Mr. College Football Tony Barnhart, longtime college football writer who's covered this sport for 50 years. On yesterday, and I said it felt like Sankey was taking shots. He goes, "Oh, really?" He goes, "Those weren't just shots. Like, there was an open message.
No camouflage with that." Yeah.
And so both sides are dug in. See, the Big Ten, both conferences have fan bases who are holier than thou. That's the first thing we got to remember. And the conferences, the commissioner and the employees of the conference, the coaches and ADs of the conferences all buy into that, and they feel the same way. There's a lot of, holier-than-thou elitism looking down their nose at other people. And the Big Ten thinks because they play 9 games that they are playing a tougher schedule, and the SEC thinks because they're the best conference in college football, and they have been for the last 30 years, that they don't have to play 9. Because look at their schedule. I think there's points on both sides.
Here's the thing, Bo, and I look at this as one conference is playing chess and the other conference is playing checkers. And if I'm Tony Petitti and I am the Big Ten, there is absolutely no way I would set up the SEC to have their preferred format over the 4-4-2-2-1. If I'm the Big Ten, they need to have 4 automatic bids.
I agree with you
because
there
are going to be years where they don't have the 4 teams. You know what's not going to happen, in my opinion? I don't think you're ever going to have a year where the SEC doesn't have 4 teams in a 16-team field.
Real quick, I wanted you to finish, but if the Big Ten had, if they got the 4-4-2-2-1-9-6-7-8-3-0-5, it would be every year Ohio State, Michigan, Penn State, and then pick a
rotating
team.
Between Oregon or the
Oregon's one I do forget about.
Well, I think Penn State could come and go. We saw Michigan had a rough go last year. Yeah. They could come and go. I think it
you're playing with 5 teams essentially,
right? And the SEC's got 10.
I think in
a given year that makes an argument up and get you.
We could start naming. I could start naming teams, and you could add to it that I think right now could make the SEC. I mean, could make college football playoff. I think you could make an argument for LSU, for Alabama, for Georgia, for Tennessee, for Florida.
I told you I'm high on Oklahoma this
year.
South
Texas,
Carolina,
yeah, South Carolina. We just named 8 teams.
Vanderbilt says they're winning a title.
What are they supposed to say, though? But let's be realistic. That's 8 teams right off. And we didn't mention Auburn, who thinks they should be in it most years. We didn't mention Ole Miss is a 9th team that was on the cusp of it last year. That's we just named 9 of 16. You can't name 9 teams in the Big Ten you think right now have a legitimate shot of making the college football playoff.
No, absolutely not. And to me, it's funny because if I'm Greg Sankey, this is all played right into my hands. Like, if all that we have to do is go to 9 conference games to make sure that we get this 5-11 format, and now we're looking at who knows how many teams in a 16-team playoff, that's a no-brainer, especially because Sankey's stance for a long time has been, I would like to see this conference go to 9 conference games. Well, now you've got your arch enemy, I guess, your rival, whatever you want to call Tony Petitti, and how they stare at each other, being conference commissioners of the two biggest conferences. He's essentially handing you the two things you want. The ability to go to non-conference games, which is going to bring in, I don't know how much more money, but a lot of money to the conference. And the ability to now just rack up the at-large bids, because it's not all divvied up with only a couple out there. And so, to me, this is a perfect situation for Greg Sankey. Now, there is still a lot to be discussed if you do go to nine games. I understand that. Are you keeping all of these small school matchups? Do any of the in-state or you know, Thanksgiving Day weekend rivalry games, where do those stand? Do you lose out on these kickoff games? Does Texas no longer go to Ohio State because of it? Now, I think that's the aspect that gets decided by the committee based on how much they show significance in the strength of schedule.
Can we talk about something real quick? Because I get, when this argument comes up, I get so tired of where most people want to go with it and talk about how most people want to stand on this box and say, well, I want to see them play 12 big-time college football games. I think it's just ridiculous when people kind of do that because, for one, you're killing D2 programs. They're going to go away. You're not just killing D2 football, Abe, or D1, you know, one
FCS,
double A, FCS.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew what you meant. Yeah,
you're not just killing that. You're also killing that school's track and field team. You're killing that because Title IX will come into play. Because whether you like it or not, paying these schools millions of dollars helps fund other programs and those programs. And but I understand that you're a paying customer, and it's never been more expensive to go see a game because now your school's like Tennessee upcharging you to cover their NIL and their paying of players,
yeah.
Which is, and not just NIL, but the paying of players. So you have to be really careful when you do this, but I also still want to see all these other games that you're mentioning, the kickoff classic. I don't want Clemson, South Carolina going away. I don't want Florida, Florida State going away. I don't want Georgia, Georgia Tech going away.
Yeah.
We already saw it when Texas left the Big 12, A&M left the Big 12, and then we didn't see Texas A&M Texas for years. You have to be careful with it. You have to be careful with this. There are consequences. I'm not John Fricke. I don't want a super 64 conference,
and then
that's it. I think that is garbage, and that's the ruination of the greatest sport, to me, there is.
Well, there's a couple things here, and I obviously we're just going to highlight Texas-Ohio State because that's the one this year that everyone's shouting about. I think a lot of teams, and we see it with Georgia, we see it with Florida, we see it with a lot of programs, they do also use – there's no preseason in college football. There's no ramp-up. The whistle blows, and these games matter immediately. So they use a lot of this to kind of build into what is a really difficult schedule. Again,
yeah.
Texas doesn't have that advantage this year. We'll see how much it plays into their win-loss record, and we'll see if ultimately, because it probably not Texas this year, a loss on opening weekend has it cost LSU a playoff berth, right? It does.
Well, no,
it does matter.
A loss to a USC, because that didn't really turn out to be that great of a team. If LSU plays Florida State this – no, Alabama plays Florida State. LSU plays Clemson.
The point that you're heading towards is the strength of schedule.
Loss to Clemson, if Clemson is exactly what we think they are, and I apologize for stumbling there. I don't have a schedule in front of me, and sometimes I get them mixed up. But a loss to Clemson does not cost LSU a playoff spot. A loss to Clemson with a loss to Florida with a then slip up to Vanderbilt, I don't even think they play them, but if they did, yes, that third loss could be caused. That's what happened to South Carolina last year. You know,
yeah.
they lost. They had good wins, but they had a couple losses, and one of which they lost at home to an Ole Miss team who also lost three games. You're automatically eliminated. And they lost to Alabama too. So I don't care how great they were playing at the end of the season. There's no way I could put them ahead of either one of those two teams. So they're automatically third in line of the SEC three-loss teams.
I think you're going to see, and I know this is specifically what the – again, it feels like everything the SEC is going to want, they're going to get. I think they're going to get this 5-11 format. I think they're going to get to 9 conference games. The other thing that matters, though, almost more than all of it, is how much strength of schedule, or more significantly, if you want to use a different term, strength of record, is going to be taken into account by the College Football Playoff Committee. If they lock up those three things where, hey, I know we got 4 losses, but look who they're to, and look at some of these wins, which is that's how it's going to come down if you play 9 conference games. It's okay to have 4 losses now. That's why they want 5-11, because now they're not cut out at 5 teams, 6 teams getting in. They could get 7, 8.
Yeah, and we shouldn't even be having this conversation. We don't need more than 12 teams. We didn't need 12.
Well, coming up, because we got to move on, somebody has gotten themselves banned from Oakmont for causing some damage in the locker room. And we've got my Allie Mac drop. It is Throwback Thursday Trivia Day. It is Abe's first time at this, and there is a skill to it. Dylan learned that the other day. It's the Morning Shift live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Yes, it is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're the Morning Shift, and we are live from SEC Media Days at the College Football Hall of Fame. I've got Bo to my right, Abe is to my left. He's in for Mike today, and I am Allie Mack. And Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship golf coverage in Atlanta. The Open Championship is currently underway at Royal Portrush. Bo, who are the leaders right now?
You guys ready for me to butcher some names?
Let's do it.
Jacob Olesen. Mm-hmm. Who is I don't know, that's the red and white flag. It's not, is that Norway?
Denmark, one of those things.
He is on top of the board. He's 5-under through 16. Ha-Tong Lee is 3-under through 13. Lee Westwood's up there. That's a name I know how to say. He's only through 11. Nikolai Holgaard is 2-under through. He's actually done for the day. He shot a 69 today. Fitzpatrick is a name that you guys know. I will go to some I know you know. Scheffler is 1-under through 4. Along with Shane Lowry is also 1-under through 4. I think I have Shane Lowry. I think I do. I have a pool going where I got Judd. Phil Mickelson is even. So, look, it's early. Some of these guys have already gotten a full round in. Obviously, Cameron Smith shot a 1-over today through 17. Dustin Johnson is 1-over through 13. I need him to pick it up. So, there's still early. It's still kind of playing out. There's still some guys that are just now teeing off. So
I know you're looking at the top of the leaderboard. I also enjoy the very bottom. KJ Choi plus 10 through 17.
Oof. Hey, where's Ricky Fowler? Has he played? I don't think he's teed off yet. There's a lot of guys still to tee off, y'all. So Tony Finau hasn't fleed off. Fleetwood, Thomas, Henley, a lot of these guys have not teed off yet.
Well, and this update is brought to you by Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Umberto Injury Law, when it's game time and winning is the only option, and by the Georgia Hemp Company. Come by and check out our new locations. So Oakmont has banned Wyndham Clark. Wyndham Clark is playing today too, isn't he? Did I just see his name?
He is up there. I actually picked him in my pool.
Okay, so he's making headlines right now because Oakmont has banned him for damaging lockers.
Yeah, he pitched a hissy fit at the U.S. Open.
Yep.
Is the best way to put it.
Yep.
You know, I am I beat a tree up one time on my golf course. he beat up lockers, so that's probably a little more alarming for the course management, and that's a place that holds himself in high regards as well. So Abe, you correct me or give more information.
I'm sorry, I have not listened to anything you've said since I beat up a tree.
Oh yeah,
now?
I beat up a tree one time. Oh yeah, you hit a bad shot, and then it turns into another bad shot.
What? How big of a tree?
Well, it was a tree limb. It was hanging over.
Yeah, see,
and
all right.
So I but it's still an attachment of a tree and part of a tree. So
did it damage the club?
No, it was an iron. I'd pick and choose what I hit with my irons. It wasn't a very thick.
You're not. I mean, this sounds now like it's barely a limb.
It looked no. It was a good well
a flimsy little.
Well, if you hit it with the
was
iron,
it a bush?
No, it's a tree.
Okay,
it's a tree limb.
Gracious.
It's hanging over.
How healthy was it? Was it bendable? Was it mobile?
Yeah, it was healthy. No.
Chop it?
I took my club and started hammering it like this. It was hanging over, and it was big enough for me to hit. It damaged it, but it did not break it down. And we gave it 4 or 5 whacks.
Well, clearly. You environmentalist, it's
I'm not environmentally friendly. I mean, if you got to save the tree limb foundation, you probably don't want me to speak at it. Well, what the hell do I care?
Golf can be a very frustrating sport, but Abe, you were saying earlier today, he basically just needs to pay a fine.
Yeah, they were talking about it. I found this story so funny because I was like, oh, man, is this a big deal? And then I'm like, he's got to pay a fine and then, like, donate to charity, and they'll just wipe it away. I'm like, all right. Well, he's a pro golfer. He's had a pretty good career. How much could the fine possibly be?
He's also his name, first name is – he's from the Wyndham Hotel. I think it's Wyndham Hotels or whatever family. So I don't think he grew up with a, you know, poor.
Something tells me that whenever they hold it at Oakmont again, he'll be welcome back by then.
Okay. Yeah, well, and guess. Let's move on. Abe, I'm going to turn to you on this one. Atlanta United got an equalizer late for a 2-2 draw against the Chicago Fire.
Yeah, Will Riley got one in the 94th minute there to pull level and take one point home for the draw. It's their third straight draw, two of them on the road, one at home. The problem is they need more than draws right now. They're too far back, and they need to be getting 3 points, especially against teams that you feel like maybe you could beat. You probably could have beat DC United, probably could have beat Toronto, and last night Chicago. So turn the page now to Charlotte on Saturday night, and it's just getting a little bit the way we feel with the Braves, where it's like, man, if they don't, like, really get hot immediately, it's just – you're going to be building for next season. We're pretty close to that with United, too.
All right. Today, it is baptism by fire for Abe Gordon today with Throwback Thursday trivia. Let's get to my Mac drop. And since we are broadcasting live from SEC Media Days, I do want to ask you guys to move away from my computer a little bit because I have my trivia questions written right here, and it would be very easy to peek over and see what they are. Today's theme is SEC college football. So, Abe, I'm not sure if you have heard this before, but basically I'm going to ask a very easy trivia question. Your name is your buzzer, so you just say Abe if you know it. This is going to go fast and furious because these are all no-brainer questions.
Heads up, you won't get credit if you say Shrek as your name.
I'll keep that in mind. I should be able to get away without that one.
Well, it was an answer to the question before, and then I said it as my name.
You'd be surprised.
Oh, you just blurted it out.
Yeah, you'd be surprised what happens during Throwback Thursday trivia. All right, here we go. Which school is located in Tuscaloosa?
Bo. Alabama, University of Alabama.
Hey, Dom, if you hear someone say their name before I do, I might ask you to referee this a little bit because it gets a little bit confusing. Okay, question number two. Bo is in the lead, 1-0. What is the nickname for LSU Stadium? Bo.
Death Valley.
Okay, that is 2-0. Bo's in the lead.
I'm glad you got that because I was going to say Mike the Tiger.
Oh, because you thought the nickname for
I was ringing in my head before she said stadium.
Yeah.
And I was definitely going to just – even though I did eventually hear her say stadium, I was still going to blurt out Mike the Tiger.
And that's what she's saying is that there is a little skill format that she was talking about earlier because you have to somehow listen and say your name quickly. Anyways.
Okay, question number three. Which team has a live bulldog mascot?
Bo.
I think I heard Bo.
University of Georgia.
That is correct. That would be UGA. Okay, which team?
I want to go to the VAR on that one. I think.
I know. It's difficult.
Is it when you
so
start
fast.
To say your name or when your name finishes? Because I have an advantage with a shorter name.
You both have one syllable names,
yeah.
So is this pretty much equal playing
True.
Field here?
True.
Which team's fans shout War Eagle?
Bo.
Auburn. Okay. It is 4.
You just set that one out?
I'm not a speed knowledge guy. I have a lot of good knowledge.
I'm normally not either.
I have this problem when we play Sports Jeopardy with Andy and Randy if I fill in. I'm not a speed ringer-inner.
You just know trivia.
I mean, I know all these answers. Yeah. I take a moment. And
well, of course you know them. I'm telling you the answers.
Get it to
you know them after I tell them.
All right, next question. Which school has a cowbell tradition?
Bo. Mississippi State.
That is Mississippi
State. I got one of those cowbells, too.
Okay.
They sent it when I was doing Barnhart and Durham.
Who is the head coach of Georgia's football? Abe got that one.
So now, Kirby Smart.
Okay.
Now I just have to, like, ring in early.
Yep.
I don't want to tell you my whole plan
I don't
now.
Care your strategy. I mean,
it's not going to affect you. It's going to affect Allie. And I need to hold on and see if it works for a couple more questions.
What is the mascot for the university?
Abe. Oh, see, that was the problem.
Take a stab.
Gamecocks.
No.
Can you finish the question?
What is the mascot for the University of Arkansas?
Bo, it's the Razorback.
So now that you see what my plan was, I was going to hope to ring in early and hope she finishes a little bit of the question.
Enough and to give you. I know that's what
just
Mike
just
does.
All I would have needed was art.
Yep.
And I mistimed it, which is the problem. And
Devil's in the details.
You should have just said yes to Gamecocks. He can't see the questions. Make it competitive.
Which team plays its home games in Lexington?
Bo.
I think I heard Abe on that
one. Yeah, I got that one. Kentucky.
Kentucky who?
No, it's Kentucky. He got it.
Is that what we're going with? You're already up 9-1.
It's actually 6-2 now. There are a lot of questions. You still have time to come back. What is the name of Texas A&M's famous fan section?
Whoa, whoa.
Bo.
Whoa.
Bo. It's the 12th man.
It's the 12th man.
We're just going to finish the answer for him?
I didn't hear him.
We're just gonna continue asking the question.
All right, which team is based in Columbia?
Bo.
Abe.
Which Columbia?
Damn both of them.
Missouri, South Carolina.
Okay.
I know.
South Carolina, there you go.
Yeah, a little trick question. I wasn't sure.
I know. Which colors are associated with LSU?
Bo.
Bo?
Purple and gold.
Okay. So right now it is 8-3. Bo is in the lead.
Can we go to the bullpen and see which Brave we can bring in for me to get back in this
thing? If you want to talk Braves, it's called Grant, and he'll wipe the floor with me, and we can get back on track. Yeah.
That is true. The Braves trivia the other day was quite something.
Yeah, it did not go well for me.
Which SEC team is located in Missouri?
Bo. The University of Missouri.
There you go.
I honestly had to sit and think to figure out if that was some sort of trick question. Because I didn't think she would say the name of the school in the question. I was like, am I missing something here? No, it was you know, good job. Good job, Bo.
Which team has a tradition called Midnight Bell?
Texas A&M.
That is it. All right. We have time for one, maybe two more. Which stadium?
Worth 5 points.
Which stadium is nicknamed the Swamp?
Abe. Florida.
Does it hurt, Bo, that he got that one?
No. He beat me on the Florida trivia when we weeks ago.
Yeah, that doesn't. No, because I would, if he didn't know that, I'd be like, dude, what the hell?
All right, so it is.
I've known all of these. I'm not good ringing in.
9-5. What is the name of the trophy awarded in the Florida versus Georgia rivalry? Abe.
I don't know this.
We're going to learn something today then.
Yeah, I don't know this one. I was just trying to ring in quick.
3.
I don't know.
2.
Panhandle. I probably do know it, but not.
It is the Okefenokee Oar.
Oh.
Yeah. Did you learn
Did
that?
Did he not get a chance to steal?
He could have, but he's already won.
Did you know that one?
No, because the only trophy I know Florida plays for is the Governor's Cup, which they play Florida State for.
Yeah.
All right. Finals.
I've never heard that one.
Final score today, 9-5.
That's respectable.
A huge comeback towards the end. It takes a minute to figure out how to do Throwback Thursday trivia.
And if we played by my rules where those last two questions were 5 points each, we're tied.
Also, my whole goal that entire time was get out. Once I got the first couple, I was like, just get out the biggest lead you can coast.
Well, congratulations, Bo. Unfortunately, this doesn't count towards the season.
I know.
But coming up, it is the last day of SEC Media Days. We're going to give you the four teams presenting today and a couple questions that we have for them. It is the morning shift. We are live from SEC Media Days from the College Football Hall of Fame on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.